The skeleton over the staircase belongs to a female northern right whale. She was 10 months pregnant when a large ship struck and killed her. The collision also killed the baby whale, who would have been born 2 months later. Although this was a tragic event, the skeletons of both the mother and the baby whale have been beautifully preserved for us to see today. One of the most magical moments in all of Moby Dick is in the chapter called The Grand Armada, after Ishmael and his shipmates attack a huge pod of whales and try to kill as many as they can. In the middle of the carnage, the boat slips into quiet waters, and the men look down beneath the surface.
There, Ishmael says, suspended in these watery vaults, floated the forms of the nursing mothers of the whales, and those that by their enormous girth seemed shortly to become mothers.
Both the baby whales and the mothers seemed quietly eyeing us. One of these little infants seemed hardly a day old. He was a little frisky, as though as yet his body seemed scarce yet recovered from that irksome position it had so lately occupied in the maternal reticule, where, tail to head and all ready for the final spring, the unborn whale lies bent like a Tartar's bow.
The skeleton of this baby whale fetus is bent in the same way. Looking more closely at the infant whale, Ishmael sees that the delicate side fins and the palms of his flukes still freshly retained the crumpled appearance of a baby's ears, newly arrived from foreign parts.
Melville published Moby Dick during the month in which his second son was born. Clearly, he had babies on his mind. Elsewhere in the book, Ishmael notes how closely the skeleton of the whale's fin resembles the fingers of a human hand. You can see that resemblance in all of the skeletal whales in this gallery, but especially in the bony fingers of this mother right whale, which seem raised as if to protect her growing baby.